As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Truth, love, peace, wisdom. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 19 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. In God there can be no anger. In all my contemplation, it was necessary to see and know that we are sinners and commit many evil deeds which we ought to forsake, and leave many good deeds undone which we ought to do, so that we deserve pain, blame, and wrath. And despite all this, I saw truly that our Lord was never angry and never will be, because he is God. He is good, he is truth, he is love, he is peace, and his power, his wisdom, his charity, and his unity do not allow him to be angry. For I saw no wrath except on our side, and he forgives that in us. For wrath is nothing else but a perversity and an opposition to peace and to love. And it comes from a lack of power, or a lack of wisdom, or a lack of goodness. And lack is not in God, but it is on our side. For we, through sin and wretchedness, have in us a wrath and a constant opposition to peace and to love. And he revealed that very often in his lovely look of compassion and pity. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does it make me feel? I see that it's I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the word or phrase I have already, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to this scripture, Isaiah 55, verses 7 to 9, and Psalm 37, verses 7 to 8. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that they may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently. Do not be provoked by the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes. Refrain from anger, leave rage alone. Do not be provoked. It leads only to evil. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.